proposed as an upgrade from the current signaled intersection with merge ramps that would also require more pavement and moving of driveways. The alternative is a roundabout. Andy Dana from Ayers & Associates says there's been 39 crashes and a fatality at the intersection. He says the pavement is in poor shape and work needs to be done. The signaled intersection like now would be about $1 million more to do than a roundabout. Designers said lowering speed is a big factor in having a roundabout instead of the traditional intersection. The county highway shops are at the intersection, and a worker there often hears crashes.
And they're going, oh, I got to beat the light. The highway workers have been quite at risk in that area simply because people are, they got to hurry, they got to get through there. They're not really going to gain anything by that extra 30 seconds, but whatever you build there, you've got to slow traffic down before it gets there.
The average speed in the state's 383 roundabouts is about 20 miles an hour and lowers the risk of severe T-bone crashes at higher speeds. The roundabout would also eliminate the sweeping merge ramps on each side of the traditional intersection, as traffic would slow to merge into the direction they wish. According to the presenters, large trucks would be able to get through the roundabout with a minimum of problems. The comment period on the project ends this month. The state will announce their preference in February with study and design time through 2018. Construction would begin in the spring of 2019. We have contact information on the WXPR website. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.